Let's take a look at the CodeBehind file for the default.aspx page. The first method we have here is our standard page load method. And if we start glancing through page load, you can see not only is it quite long, but it's got a lot of responsibility. Up here, we're determining whether this is a discussion, whether we're viewing the code. We then verify and perform redirect. So let's see, take a look at what that means. Bunch of code going on there. We'll jump back. We then determine the current user and the groups that they belong to. We do some authorization checks, see what the current user can do. We then have a bunch of code that determines whether the current user can view the page, whether certain areas of the page are visible, setting up the title, setting up toolbar links, all kinds of different things. It's a very long and complicated method. This makes it very difficult not only to modify, but also to test. If we want to change the security behavior of this page, if we want to change what a particular user is authorized for or not, the only way to test whether that's working is to actually have a database in the proper state, have the web server up and running, have and launch a browser, and then not only navigate to the page, perform some actions, and then validate any interaction, see what pages we get back, if we see any error messages, if we see not allowed login pages. It's not straightforward. Now, if we can separate this out, look at separation of concerns, single responsibility principle, and do not repeat yourself or dry, we can clean this up so that these aspects are easily tested. You can determine whether a particular user is authorized to perform edits by just looking at how the return value for an authorization, as opposed to having to set up a full stack. Now, one of the other things I mentioned was dry. Do not repeat yourself. Now, why am I mentioning this? Well, this is the default.aspx page. Let's look at the CodeBehind file for the edit page. So edit.aspx.cs. Here we go. This should look awfully familiar. It's not identical, but we're seeing a lot of the same things happening. We're seeing current user, current groups. We're determining whether the current page exists or not, whether it was found, performing some edit checks. And if we look in page info, once again, a lot of the same behavior. We're checking to see whether a user is allowed to perform certain actions, verifying security, we're setting up page titles, a lot of the same things over and over again on each page. So what we'd like to do is move this out into other classes. Other classes should have responsibility for performing these actions, and we can bring these together in the actual page instances to execute the behavior. But by separating it out, we have the code in one and only one place, which makes it easier to modify. We don't have to modify it in multiple places. Single responsibility. A class or a page has one and only one reason to change. And separation of concerns. All of our authorization related code is in some authorization service, which we'll be looking at shortly, as opposed to being scattered in bits and pieces throughout our CodeBehind pages. So that's our focus for this article. We're going to see where this takes us and hopefully achieve some better separation of concerns by the end so that we can more easily modify, refactor, add functionality, increase the maintainability of the ScrewTurn wiki site by applying some of these concepts.